Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts, members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op, and your host, Conservation Programs Manager at Memorial Park, Danny Milliken.
Well, hello out there. It is going to be a rainy day, but this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I'm here live at Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens with Anita Nelson. Anita, say hi.
Hello, everybody.
That's right. See, told you guys she was here.
Yeah, I'm in my home stomping grounds.
That's right. So we're inside. A lot of times we've been doing these lives, and we've had a beautiful view over the garden. We have a beautiful view right now. No offense, Charlie, but we have a really nice view here. A lot of good things, but we're inside because the rain's coming.
That's right. April showers.
That's right. So we'll be talking a little bit about April showers, about how to really take advantage of this great water. If there's anything you need to do in response to it, because we have had a lot of really heavy rains, especially on the weekends.
Well, I don't know why, but yeah, please. Shopping in the rain is fun.
Shopping in the rain is fun. And I know really it takes a hit on the kind of gardening world to have saving all the rain for the weekends.
Yes.
Yeah. Pretty tough stuff. Mm-hmm. Well, if you don't know what Home Show Garden is, congratulations. You've now found, a wonderful gardening show.
And so, you will love it. Come here every Saturday and join us.
That's right. That's right. You can come here on the radio here.
Yes.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Because since we're physically here at the site, I was like, wait, I can come every Saturday? Sweet. As long as we have donuts, right?
Right. Well, when I'm not on the show, I get up, make my coffee, and sit down and listen to you.
Well, what do you like about the show? Because I'm trying to describe the show to the listener, and, maybe you can.
I like the fact that it's mostly organic and that you really have all these great organic practices that have long-term and short-term effects on your garden. I've put into practice a lot of things that you've told me to do, Danny. Like you were telling me that you planted in your pots straight compost and expanded shale. I gave it a try, and in a week, the plant was it was just sturdier and greener. It was a tomato. It looks gorgeous. I took pictures of it, and I did the whole process and posted on our Facebook site so you can see the amazing effect that just straight compost had on this plant.
Well, that's awesome. And I tell you what I love about the show is that, and here we are tooting our own horn quite literally, boop, boop, but is that, we've collected these gardening experts, these knowledge specialists like you, Anita, to kind of gather and make a super team, if you will, of people who know how to do it. And it's great because we have all, two heads are better than one. We've got a group of minds really working towards giving out great advice, really giving out great gardening advice. And I'll just let you know the places that we're kind of culling these great thinkers from. Obviously here, Nelson's Nursery and Water Gardens, but also Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights, Plants for All Seasons up 249 just past Louetta, Enchanted Forest and Gardens kind of, around Richmond, Texas down there, two great spots, Warren Southern Gardens up at Kingwood, and the Arbor Gate in Tomball. So we've kind of gathered these awesome knowledge specialists to dish out gardening knowledge, which is our whole goal. Our whole goal is just helping you be a better gardener.
I want Houston to be known as the amazing garden city of the United States.
And I don't see why not, Mm-hmm. We have great compost makers in the town. Mm-hmm. We can buy all the fertilizer we'd ever need made locally.
Right, and the spectrum of plants that we're able to grow is stunning.
Yeah, that's a really great thought. I mean, we can have kind of cool weather plants come down, but then maybe the schedule adjusts a little bit on some of those.
Well, coming from the north like I do, I came down here like palm trees.
Yeah, right.
They've got palm trees growing here, and then look, house plants they're using as foundation plantings here. It was just
that's amazing.
Amazing to me.
But even things like some of the annual plants that are used kind of in the Midwest for summer plantings. They're not out of it for us, right?
No, because we grow them right through the winter. The snapdragons and the pansies, all those plants I grew up with, I grow them in the wintertime here.
No,
I love it.
Yeah, that is so great. Mm-hmm. That is so great. And so true. So true. I mean, from tropicals to, deciduous trees, everywhere from pineapples to apples, right? It's like the whole gambit we can do in Houston. And there's, to do that, there's a lot of special information. There's a lot of kind of guiding that is always helpful. So if you have a question, we'd love to help you out with that question. 713-572-4610 is the best way to access us to really start getting your question answered. I almost always say answered question, but that's too meta, it's too whoa, get your question your answers, man. You know, it's so.
I don't even know what meta means.
It's like next level.
Oh, okay.
So it's like, yeah, a wise person switches it on you, and that's meta. Anyway, it's what the millennials are saying. So, but you know, sitting home show meta pros, home show garden pros, and give us a call 713-572-4610. We would love to help you out. There's other ways to kind of, you know, hang out with us. One is Facebook, homeshowgardenpros.com. You guys have a great Facebook.
We do. We try to keep it fun and playful and educational. Spoonful of sugar.
Yes, with gardening knowledge medicine. Mm-hmm. Also, websites. Our website is chock full of awesome tip videos on pretty much any subject you can come up with for Houston. And that website is homeshowgardenpros.com. And we are kind of up to the first break now. Just want to let you know who we are, what we're doing. We're celebrating our birthday. This is the last of a six-week series of doing these live on-location shows. They've been a lot of fun, had a lot of time. And we're, you know, it's not too late to kind of sign up for your chance to win the birthday cash, your chance to get a Danny Day, get yourself an awesome tote bag. A lot of cool stuff still going on because we are still celebrating birthday parties. Well, this is Home Show Garden Pros, and we'll take a quick break.
Rolling and playing in the grass, Cliff grew up loving lawns.
It's true.
Cliff believes everyone should have a barefoot-worthy lawn.
I do.
So much so, he made green grass his life's work.
Love it.
Through summer heat, winter chill, he nurtures and feeds lawns like yours year-round. That's why he named his business
Year-Round.
Dedicated to helping you enjoy truly green, healthy grass that begs for barefoot play year-round.
Naturally.
Call Cliff. There's still time. YearRoundHouston.com.
They will give you an honest price and a timeline that will be followed.
Howdy, I'm Jeff Roberts. At Trifection, we believe a promise is a promise.
There weren't any surprises. It was just a smooth journey.
We believe there's no cutting corners on custom craftsmanship.
You can't get that quality at Lowe's or Home Depot. It's not even close to the same product.
Each Trifection custom cabinet is a one of a kind.
They may be a little more expensive than someone, but you're getting exactly what Jeff is telling you.
That's form, function, fit. Our promise at trifection.net. Call 281-KITCHEN.
Get more from your gardening. The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help with advice and tools they trust to keep things green.
MicroLife, all organic biological fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Southwest Fertilizer. Quality lawn and garden supplies since 1955.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 713-572-4610.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros, and more of your answers coming up soon. Good morning, I'm Beverly at the Arbor Gate. Let us help you with all your gardening needs. We're happy to help you with landscape design, pot selection. We have an incredible selection of vegetables right now. Visit us this Saturday at 10 o'clock for an amazing class with Gay Hammond, past president of the Houston Rose Society. She'll be talking about creating the wow factor with color in your landscape. If you need more information about our class schedule, visit us online at arborgate.com. You know, planning this spring planting and hunting for those perfect flowers for your garden is so much fun, but more importantly, it's to not only prepare the soil, but feed the soil. So don't forget about that famous 1-2 punch, ArborGate Soil Complete and ArborGate Blend. One soil and one food does it all and feeds it all. So make sure we prepare those gardens properly to ensure your success, no matter what you choose to plant. Herbs, vegetables, trees, fruit trees, huge selection of fruit trees right now. Don't forget about those citrus. What an easy plant to grow. A beautiful patio tree, lots of fragrance from those blooms, and then you get that great fruit. So come visit us. We're located in Tomball on FM 2920, 1.5 miles west of State Highway 249. We're open 7 days a week. Visit us online at arborgate.com or give us a call, 281-351-8851. We'll look forward to seeing you soon. And now let's get back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, thanks a lot, Beverly. Great job. Always great to hear from you. Well, we're back, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Me and Anita Nelson. And, you know, with this rain coming, we really want to explore what to do with too much water. How do we take advantage of it? How do we get it off of our space if that's an issue? Just some water solutions. obviously people can't take advantage of these suggestions today, but maybe it'll give them some advice, give them some hope for recovery from it. So what's your kind of best tip for if people are seeing a lot of puddling in their lawn after rains like this, too much water staying in their space?
Compost and mixing compost with sand in those low areas and putting in a little bit at a time, maybe an inch or two, and slowly building up. But if you have a real drainage problem and it's in a lawn, you may have to put in a French drain. Do you know what that is, Danny?
Well, I think so. It's like a drain.
Well, it's just a trench that you dig out and you fill with gravel instead of soil, and so it has spaces that'll collect the water and
okay.
bring it out to the
I see
the, yeah to a different area.
So it's just a way to physically move the water.
Physically, yeah, move the water out of there.
But you're mentioning compost mm-hmm. Or you know humic acid even
yes
as a solution to really lower that root zone. So I've always considered like seeing puddling water in a lawn after a slight rain or a medium heavy rain as a sure sign of compaction. And so if you got your lawn and you're really seeing water puddling on there, that's a sign of compaction. You got to do something about that, right?
Yes. Well, I've never really dealt with a lawn. My house is on a slope, and so I...
Oh, nice.
Yeah, you're telling me a whole...
You're living the high life.
Well, yeah, I guess so. So we don't have a drainage issue except for the holes that the dogs dig in the yard.
Nice. Well, yeah, sometimes it's puddly. Mm-hmm. But so if you're at your home, a lot of times in new neighborhoods, so out here, you know, Cinco Ranch... Firethorn, you know, like brand new developments, will have this kind of, they build in the builder's clay and, you know, tennis elbow, I call it builder's lawn. And it's like where you'll see a patch of puddling area and then 15 feet away, there'll be a patch of what looks like scorched earth.
Mm-hmm.
Those are both signs of compaction and poor soil. And it's not that easy to overcome. Well, it's not that hard to overcome, but it does take effort.
And it's long-term. It's not a short-term solution.
Right, exactly. Yeah, short-term solutions have been applied too often, generally, in those places, and made them worse.
Well, it seems to me like you keep mowing these lawns over and over again, and they get such a mixture of weeds in them. But as long as you keep them mowed, people don't really notice much that there are weeds in there. But, if you go any length of time without mowing, immediately it becomes apparent that the lawn is not real healthy.
And so give us a call. We'd love to chat about this with you. If you have lawn questions, any questions you've got concerning water problems, 713-572-4610. We'd love to hear from you, 713-572-4610. This is Danny talking with Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. So this concept of kind of tending to the soil under the grass and weeds being an indicator.
Yes.
That's something that you've talked about on the air sometimes is mm-hmm. you can actually learn a lot from what weeds you do have.
You can. And a lot of them are edible too, I noticed.
Ooh,
when I
that's true.
Researching
that's
true. Them, I was amazed at that. But a lot of them will tell you that your soil is compacted. The ones that put down the deep taproot.
Right.
It's a sure sign that you got compacted soil.
Which is a pretty common, that wood sorrel, the purple clover mm-hmm. that has the purple flute flowers.
And the wild geranium and the...
Wild geranium for
thistle.
Sure. Yep, thistle. Dandelions.
Mm-hmm.
Japanese hawkweed that's got the long, kind of long stem with a group of small yellow flowers at the top. Japanese hawkweed.
What would happen if you just, you didn't take them out, you didn't pull them out, you just kept mowing and then you just kept adding the compost every... How often would you say to put it on the lawn?
Yeah, once a year.
Once a year? How deep?
Eighth of an inch, something
okay.
like that.
So you did that year after year. How long do you think it would take somebody who was really looking to have a healthy lawn get to where they want to be, where it's mostly lawn and not so much weeds?
I would say the end of their second summer, they would have complete domination by their St. Augustine.
That's faster than I thought it would be.
Yeah. And so at the end of that first summer, you're going to see a lot of new growth.
Because
mm-hmm. really what's happened, and one thing that's really easy, cultural management.
Uh-huh.
Of a lawn, a lot of people just kind of forget about it. I mean, kind of the first most important part of lawn care is soil care. The next is cultural management. So that is where if you do need some drains put in, that'd be a cultural management question. If you do have a really low spot, how high you mow your grass, what you do with your clippings, those are cultural management questions. And so how high you mow your grass, right? Like what kind of grass do you have? That's a huge important question. I tell a story every once in a while, remembering back to McGovern Centennial Gardens, and we had Tifway 419 as our main lawn, which is a fairway grass for golf courses. And, you know, how high is that grass supposed to be?
I think that grass is only supposed to be like a half an inch.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, the range of it is a half inch to an inch. So if you're growing it any more than an inch tall, which no mowers mow an inch.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? The leaves point upward, and all the sunlight gets to the weed seeds that should be blocked out at that inch level. But that's true for Bermuda. That's true for St. Augustine, just at different heights. So, yeah, it's kind of wild. So when it comes to mowing your grass, water is usually not your main problem, right? It's one of those, like, symptom things, like having a cough. Oh, I'm sick. I got this cough. It's like, well, the cough is...
So you're saying that you have to be careful in your height mowing.
For sure.
And so how high would you, isn't it like 4 inches for St. Augustine?
Yeah, St. Augustine's range is like 3.5 to 4.5.
3.5 to 4, and then Bermuda grass is?
Maybe 2 to 3.
Mm-hmm.
2.5 is probably right where you need to be on Bermuda.
Well, you know, a lot of subdivisions are telling the homeowners that they can't grow St. Augustine because it's a water hog. But you've kind of proved that it isn't with your lawn that you, because you did the composting and you've done the culture care, that you don't need to water it as often as people think you need to.
And I'm not alone. Mm-hmm. I mean, I proudly haven't watered my lawn since, you know, 2011.
Famously.
The end of the draft. I don't know about famously, but definitely proudly till the end, since the end of the draft. And drought.
Yes.
I just said the word wrong. I was thinking draft beer, I guess. I don't know why beer's on my mind. It's a little early for that. So, but that's really what, like, has kind of kept a lot of the problems at bay is the deeper roots that I've allowed the St. Augustine to grow, breaking water, even during a month drought or something like that. And it stopped having the cracking clay soil that you see a lot.
Really?
And that's from just those two, doing two different top dressings.
Is cracking clay soil also an indication of compaction?
No. It's an indication of a lack of other, like, textures in the soil. So if it's all clay, it'll be loamy when it's perfect. But when it's dry, the water will go out and it'll make bad stuff happen. So our goal here is to help answer your gardening questions. And so we're going to start doing that. We have some calls lined up. So we'd love to hear from you too. 713-572-4610. And we're going to jump on with Chris. Chris, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning. How y'all doing today?
Doing well. Doing well. Thanks for calling.
Hey, I've got a lawn question. My lawn looks very sad right now. I had some brown, it wasn't fungus or anything. I think it's like brown thatch, like I don't know if it's like the clippings underneath, the building up, or if it was dead grass. And I have a couple of oak trees in my front yard, and they seem to drop a lot of leaves. And so I started raking, and actually when I started raking, I pulled up a lot of like dead undergrowth grass that was coming with it. And now I have, like, blank spots in my yard with, like, no grass, just bare dirt. And I'm, you know, hoping that – so my question is that mostly a caused by the oak leaves and all the things that come down from the oak tree, and would, like, thinning out my tree be helpful? Is it take out a lot of the branches and have less leaves? Or is it just a different problem from my – mulching mower.
No, I think that's a good question. I guess they're two kind of separate things. So the grass that you're talking about where it really thinned out was under your oak tree.
Yeah.
And then so is the grass that was kind of out in the full sun not affected really?
Right. The grass out under the tree is green and healthy. It looks great, St. Augustine grass. But it's, I guess, maybe a little more complicated than that, too, because it seemed like my yard is fairly steep slope.
Mm.
And, you know, the part under the tree that's kind of higher up that I guess maybe gets a little less water also seemed to be more adversely affected.
Well, the first thought was where the brown patches underneath where the tree were and the building up of thatch. And it's hard to grow grass underneath the tree, especially one with a thick canopy. What type of a tree is it? Is it a live oak?
Yes. Yeah, live oak.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough thing.
It's pretty overgrown. So, I mean, I kind of look at you know, some of my neighbors, they have folks that come through and they really take out a lot of the branches and excess growth of those trees. And I thought, well, you know, they didn't seem to have the same problem as me, so maybe that was, you know, part of the cause.
Yeah, St. Augustine doesn't really grow in full shade, and if you've got a really dense kind of canopy cover, St. Augustine's not going to be a plant that makes it down there. So if you want to prioritize the grass over kind of the long-term life of the tree, we're talking, you know, cutting it from 170 years to 120 years or something like that, you know, got really constant aggressive pruning is an option. At the same time, you know, there's always the option to not to kind of extend the landscape bed or create landscape beds under the tree that are more oriented to shade plants. And there's a lot of great flowers.
And Danny, didn't you talk, we talked on a show, a customer had a tree that had was killing in the grass or it wasn't thriving underneath there, and they just expanded their beds out to where the patches were, and they made this really cool design that kind of followed the roots underneath the tree. It made a really interesting design. You could think about doing that too, and turning that into a shade bed of growing more shade tolerant plants like golden globes and polka dot plant and some of the different ferns that thrive underneath of an oak tree.
Yeah, for sure. But hey, Chris, we're up against a break, so I'm going to let you go. But we're going to keep talking about your question because there's a couple things that we haven't got to on thatch and shade, too, that I do want to talk about. So thanks so much for the call, man. Happy birthday. Woo! Have a great day. Well, we're going to take a quick break. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Nature's Way Resources has provided rich, fertile soils, mulch, compost, and organic supplies to avid gardeners for over 20 years. Now you can grab a bag of the famous leaf mold compost, native mulch, and other organic products in your own neighborhood. Find out where by visiting natureswayresources.com, then select retail stores. natureswayresources.com, organic products for the safety of your children and pets. It's Nature's Way.
This is a hammer. Handy with a nail, but not so much with windows, electronics, or plumbing. Repiping is like that. It's handy, but it's just one tool. Then there's TDT E-Pipe In-Place Pipe Restoration. TDT restores the pipes you have, making them better than new without the mess and inconvenience of repiping. So why do other companies push repiping? Maybe it's their one tool. And when you're a hammer, everything's a nail. TDT E-Pipe Restoration. Faster, cleaner, better. Guaranteed. TDTEPipe.com.
Come join the party. The Home Show Garden Pros birthday tour is live at Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy. Join the fun all morning and enter the birthday cash game to win $1,000.
That's right. It is our birthday and we are having lots of fun.
We really are.
This is the last of all the celebrations. Of course, we'll celebrate in our heart, but, you know, this is really, you don't get to have a birthday for 6 weeks very often, but Home Show Garden Pros is having one. So fun. Before we explore a couple things that Chris brought to our attention, the caller who just called with some great questions, I want to talk about Southwest Fertilizer. And as you consider solutions that you need for your garden, this place is a great place to go. And they are committed to just having solutions, to having everything they could possibly need. They love getting new stuff in. They want things that work. And so they know that people have used all these different products before. And so if someone's coming in saying, hey, I need such and such, I've used it in the past, it works, they're going to get it. And they're going to be happy about getting it. They kind of have three things they're devoted to. And every time you go in there, you realize that this is the case. That service, quality, and selection. You go in there, someone's going to see if they can help you with what you need. Their guys always carry out all the bags. Even for me, even though I'm like really stocky and hunky, they still carry my bags out for me. Wait, why'd you laugh at me? And then quality. You know, to me, a great example of quality is Southwest Fertilizer only carries two wheelbarrows, but they're really great, rugged wheelbarrows that can take heavy, heavy use. They have one that's black and yellow that, like, man, I love. I love that wheelbarrow. I've used it, and it doesn't break, which is a really nice thing with wheelbarrows. And then selection. They have so much stuff. And one thing that Bob Patterson, the owner, prides himself on is that you can really do it right. If you want to do birding or you want to do gardening, you want to get some tools, you can get the top brands. You can get the very highest level the very highest quality in the selection they've got. But if you want to are just getting started or trying to try it, maybe you don't want to get a $70 shovel. You know, maybe you don't want to get a shovel that's going to last you your lifetime guaranteed. You want something that's just going to dig a hole with your foot on it. And he has that stuff too. He has kind of like how to get started, you know, gardening on a budget, birding on a budget, stuff like that. So they got a lot of places in their shop to be proud of. One place I really want to lift up is that Full Mower Shop in back. They have top products in there, and it's really cool because it's not so much that you can go in there and get a great line trimmer, a great chainsaw, a great lawnmower, you can go and get that stuff, but you can also take your stuff in to get worked on or repaired. You think about lawnmower repair, almost nobody does it, but your lawnmower is a pretty advanced machine. Needs to be sharpened, needs to be kind of taken care of. Really great stuff. So friendly team that know what they're doing. Happy to help you solve your lawn and garden needs. They have so many solutions. They got a great organic corner. In fact, we just explored their organic corner and the whole shop with Bob on Facebook yesterday. So it'd be really cool to check it out. We did a Facebook Live there. You're going to be amazed at all the different stuff they've got. And if they don't have it, they will help you find it. You can bring in a weed and plant clipping. They'll help provide options. Really great place. So stop in and see Bob and his team at Southwest Fertilizer. There's no place quite like it. So check them out. They got a great website. They can really you can see everything they've got there and learn a lot about it. Check them out, southwestfertilizer.com. You can also learn a lot about them at our website, homeshowgardenpros.com. And as we keep the show going, you know, we'll talk about different solutions and stuff like that. But yeah, this is Home Show Garden Pros. We're celebrating our first birthday. Mm-hmm. We're 1 year old. We're a toddler. So not quite in our terrible twos yet, but in our wonderful twos, I mean. But we're doing great. So 713-572-4610. We'd love to talk to you. Chris brought up something, a couple things that Thatch Layer is talking about. Sounded more like weeds. I mean, not weeds, but a leaf, kind of leaves.
Yes. Thatch is an indication of poor soil and not a lot of soil health in there. There's not a lot of bacteria and fungus working on bringing it down.
And I think about that. It's not something I see in my lawn very often at all, is a layer of thatch. So if you don't know what that is, that's totally fine. Well, you have the leaves of your grass, and underneath the leaves of your grass should be soil. It should be decomposing matter, should be changing matter. You know, if you're mulching your grass, that should build up there. But if you're seeing it kind of tan.
Yeah, that kind of tan, blondy kind of color. Lots
like hay.
And lots of hay. Yeah, hay. That's a good way to describe it.
But
you see the leaf, and then right underneath is the hay.
Yeah, right. And you're saying that should be eaten, basically, by the soil life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So yeah, if you're out there and you have thatch in your lawn, that sounds like, I need to say that's a big indication of not having enough microbial life.
Right, and you can buy microbial life.
Oh, my gosh.
You can buy
what do they call that?
Well, it's in compost.
Oh, compost,
but you can even buy products that have it in it.
That's so true.
How do you say that word?
Mycorrhizal.
Fungi. You can buy it at all the different co-ops. They sell it.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, it's there's MicroLife just came out with a new kind of pack.
Mm-hmm.
I know Gardenville's got a really great mycorrhizae shake.
Mm-hmm.
That's really great for any time you get plants in the ground.
Yeah,
and taking
so if
care
you
stuff.
Can't have to heavy bag of compost, you can add it to your soil a little bit less muscle-wise, I guess you could say.
Yeah, and that, man, that's really great advice. That's like a shortcut to really advancing your soil.
Yes.
Compost and then that stuff is really great.
Well, I'm speaking as a woman who can't lug around a 40-pound bag of compost anymore. Not everybody has a nice, strong man around to help them, so this is another source for them.
That's a great point. That's a great thought. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. 713-572-4610.
Let your senses transport you to a peaceful hideaway where beauty and tranquility are waiting for you. Enchanted nurseries and landscaping in Richmond. Striking display gardens, plants, shrubs, and trees accompanied by the sights and sounds of fountains, chimes, and whimsical garden art. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359. For three generations, family-owned, family-run. Sharing their gardening passions, helping you find yours. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping. Discover them online at myenchanted.com.
Your
chance to win $1,000 of Garden Pro's birthday cash is running out. Enter before 4 p.m. this Wednesday at any Garden Pro co-op location. Enter at all six to boost your chances of winning. No purchase necessary. But you gotta enter and get your Home Show Garden Pro tote bag filled with freebies while they last. Visit homeshowgardenpros.com. Find the participating garden center near you. Birthday cash. Enter to win a grand and fix up your land with homeshowgardenpros.com. More of Home Show Radio is coming up. You're listening to the Home Show Garden Pros. Gardening help you want, answers you can trust from members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Enchanted Forest, Enchanted Gardens, both in Richmond, where beauty and tranquility are waiting. Nelson Water Gardens and Nursery, Katie's Full Service Nursery. Plants for all seasons. Come and get your green on.
Connect with all six Home Show Garden Pros co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now 713-572-4610.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros. We'll be right back to answer more of your questions. But right now I'm going to tell you about what's going on at Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights. This is Zach Buchanan. So here at Buchanan this week and today, we're hyper-focused on natives and native plants and plants that do well in our area without a lot of fuss. Everything we carry right now is for planting. We've got a bunch of summer annuals in. Although not native, they do great here, and they're going to last you through the summer, blooming profusely. If you live in the Heights area, stop on by. We've got everything you need for landscaping, whether it's natives or just kind of landscape plants like boxwoods or a lot of hard-to-find stuff, unique plants, things that you can't find at the big box stores. Spring has been off to a kind of a slow start, and if you haven't done some of your spring gardening duties, there's still time. We've got a lot of microlife and other fertilizers for right now. There's no better time to get either trees in the ground, your shrubs in the ground, or just bedding plants and vegetables, too. Buchanan's is located in the Heights at 611 East 11th Street between Studewood and Heights Boulevard. Give us a call or check us out on our website, buchanansplants.com, or on Facebook and Instagram. And now let's get back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
All right. Thanks, Zach. Great point about, you know, really when it comes down to it, we got to get our new stuff in the ground. We got to get plants in the ground. You know, I was talking to a fitness person recently about gardening as exercise, because my understanding has always been that gardening is about the equivalent somewhere between, you know, speed walking and jogging. Uh-huh. And with really good kind of slow, low impact joint stuff. It's really just a great exercise thing. And they confirmed it, this person. Now, you know, gardening classes don't really consider themselves exercising classes. But, you know, kind of really what I've been thinking about, what I'm trying to do is 20 minutes a day of gardening. And it's really got me very caught up on a lot of, like, things I was behind on. You know, veggie beds, pathway maintenance around my veggie beds, my curb space, the death zone in my front landscape, or the weed zone. You know, just like all these little bitty things that I'm just, I have a rose I need to clean up or some trees have grown up under it. Just all these little bitty things that don't take much time to do, but altogether they're overwhelming.
Well, there's something else that comes into play with what you're talking about, and is it adds a structure to your day.
Yeah. Now,
I find it very satisfying just to go outside. I have a bunch of potted plants and pet my plants. You know, I go and
right.
check them every day, touch the soil, deadhead them. It's a kind of a comforting thing to do each day.
No, definitely.
Something to care for as well.
Right, right.
And I can neglect it.
Yes.
You know
you
what?
You can take
you
a day off.
You can't neglect your pet or your kids
no, right.
or your spouse, but if you can't get to your plants, they're going to forgive you.
They're actually maybe even going to take a step forward because of that. This is Home Show Garden Pros. We're taking your calls, answering your gardening questions. We've been talking about what to do with water stuff, how to what's up with your grass. 713-572-4610. That's how you get a hold of us. We'd love to hear from you. But yeah, so on that idea of kind of this weekday gardening, mm-hmm. I'm so happy that this co-op, we're spread all over the city.
Yes.
And people can really pop in here if on the way home from I-10 to Real Town, Real Katy, it's easy to come by Nelson's and get the plants you need. Get a flight of of a, you know, annuals to pop in there, landscape. Maybe you got some that are looking kind of tired.
Yeah, we're just, I don't know, half a mile north of the interstate. It's real easy to get up to us and turn around and head back on to the interstate.
Yeah, and it's like you're here in Katy, representing Katy, doing a great job. You're Katy's really Katy's premier nursery,
mm-hmm.
and it's just great because you're right here. So anyway, I think all of the co-op members really have that approach, and it's not, you don't have to be overwhelmed by gardening. You really can go piecemeal at a time, and that's maybe even like going to be a more successful strategy if you've been doing it for a while and you're kind of feeling down by these rainy weekends over and over and over. So yeah, just kind of wanted to give that, you know, pep talk. Mm-hmm. Hey, get out there and garden, guys. You can do it.
But you know, today it's going to rain. It's a given, right?
Sure.
And I'm looking outside and it looks like it's going to rain. This is the day and the time to go buy the plants, bring them home, sit them outside, let the rain water
sure,
them.
Right.
Tomorrow get them in the ground. The ground is already prepped for them.
Yeah, no doubt. That's so true. Mm-hmm. That is so true. Well, we're talking gardening. Home Show Garden Pros, we're set up to help you be a better gardener. We want to answer your questions. We want to help you out. We're also celebrating our birthday, and I'm going to explore kind of really all of that when we get back from this break. But please give us a call. And Jason, I see you on the line, but we're up against a break. Definitely going to get you when we get back from this short break. 713-572-4610.
Rolling and playing in the grass, Cliff grew up loving lawns.
It's true.
Cliff believes everyone should have a barefoot-worthy lawn.
I do.
So much so, he made green grass his life's work.
Love it.
Through summer heat, winter chill, he nurtures and feeds lawns like yours year-round. That's why he named his business
Year-Round.
Dedicated to helping you enjoy truly green, healthy grass that begs for barefoot play year-round.
Naturally.
Call Cliff. There's still time. YearRoundHouston.com.
Slugs and snails attacking your garden? Sluggo Snail Bait is approved for use in vegetable gardens and can be used all over the yard wherever slugs and snails are eating your plants. Sluggo is made from iron phosphate and can be used around pets and wildlife. Plus, it's OMRI listed for organic gardening. A little Sluggo goes a long way. Ask for Sluggo at your local garden supply store. For a beautiful garden and the time to enjoy it, use Monterey Lawn and Garden Products.
Get a grant to improve your land. $1,000 in Home Show Garden Pros birthday cash. It's our first birthday, and we're giving you the presents. Details coming soon. Now, back to Home Show Garden Pros.
On Home Show Garden Pros, we talk a lot about soil. And really, when you think about what is the go-to soil, what's a great soil to use, there's really not that many really good soils. Houston, we're lucky. We do have a few decent soils. But really, when it comes down to the class of our area, the class of our state, and I would say even probably one of the best compost makers in the country is Nature's Way Resources. And you know, if you want to start strong, if you want to have healthy lawns, healthy shrubs, healthy trees, healthy veggies, better-tasting veggies, soil is the key. Soil unlocks so much that you want to unlock, from nutrients to actually the plant being able to communicate with the soil. By having excellent compost, you do that. So Nature's Way Resources makes soil mixes, mulches, composts that really will kind of make your gardening that much better. So they're made with natural organic elements. A broad spectrum of really great inputs go in, and that is going to give you diversity of the microbials in the actual compost. So really incredible stuff. It's totally safe for children, totally safe for pets. Oh my gosh. Incredibly nutritious for your plants, trees, and grasses. So this stuff is really great. I love filling my veggie beds with it and just seeing my plants do awesome. It's my go-to for compost top dressing, and that's really, their compost is one of the reasons that I've been able to not water my lawn since 2011. So really incredible stuff that they're selling. So buy it in bags at our co-op places. You can get it bulk there on site. It's really great stuff. I mean, you guys are sold out of it here,
mm-hmm.
but
okay.
I got delivery coming in soon. So
yes.
It's hot off the shelves everywhere that you go because it's really the best stuff. Also, you can visit their the Conroe Nature's Way Resources. They have a healthy selection of native plants, and they're part of this low water use 50% water bill. So by using these special eligible native plants, you can save up to 50% off of your water bill. You get that back as a rebate. Really great stuff. So to learn more about the plants they've got, their soils, great information, and rebate details, visit naturewayresources.com. Again, if you're looking to pick up Nature's Way Resources, our Garden Pro locations, almost all of them sell it, and it's just really, really great stuff to get. So You can learn more about where their retail locations are sold at homeshowgardenpros.com. That's our website. So this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, answering your garden questions. 713-572-4610. Jason, you're on the show.
Hey, good morning. How's it, buddy?
Good.
So November of last year, we purchased a new home that came with Bermuda grass.
Congratulations on the purchase.
My first experience with Bermuda grass. I've had St. Augustine in every house I've had beforehand. It was in pretty bad shape, and we put a little fertilizer on it, and all of a sudden, this weed has exploded throughout the front and backyard. The neighbors, and of course, did the Google search. It's called Aggie grass. Have y'all heard of that?
I'm actually not familiar with it.
I'm sorry?
Aggie grass.
I'm not familiar with it. I'll look it up real quick, though.
Yeah.
It's like a...
What does it look like?
It's very thin, and it usually comes up in, I don't know, 10 to 12 little stalks, but on the top of each stalk is hundreds of seeds. And the information we're getting for it is you can't kill it except with a herbicide, which I can't use on the Bermuda grass.
What about using a pre-emergent in the fall, this coming fall? Put a pre-emergent in there?
Yes, they did say if you... They said the removal way is to basically pick it all out and then use the pre-emergent. That's the only way to get rid of it. That's what I'm hearing. And so we spent the last few weeks just hands and knees picking thousands upon thousands of these plants out of the yard.
Well, we got your exercise in, right? That's about the only good thing we can say about doing that.
I'm pretty familiar with weeds. Are you near your phone or something you can look? I guess you're on your phone, but something you can look up that and see if annual poa is maybe what you're describing. It's another type. It's a weed, but it sounds like what you're describing. It's like a thin-bladed grass that puts on a ton of seeds.
Does it have a whitish seed at the tip of it, or is it a dark-colored seed?
It's white.
So, but it sounds like, so what you're describing does sound a lot like an annual weed. And it's, maybe it's growing like 6 inches tall in a big bank, or a big group of it up front. And so Anita's absolutely right, is the best thing to do is pre-emergent. So basically you're just going to let it go, mow it down. Try to reduce the amount of seeds it can actually make by mowing it on a regular basis. But then when it comes down to it, next fall, probably mid-October, do either a corn gluten meal or a commercial pre-emergent. And that'll just stop the seeds from coming in. And, you know, by stopping the seeds, you won't have the spring flush. You won't have as many seeds next year. Maybe you do that pre-emergent 2 years in a row, and then next thing you know, you've eliminated all the generations of that seed.
And plus, you know, do the culture that we talk about constantly on the show to get that Bermuda grass really, really healthy, and it'll crowd out this weed, which we suspect is Poa annum, which will disappear anyway as soon as it gets to 85 degrees.
But come back strong next spring.
Especially if we get those seeds taken care of.
So your bigger concern with that plant is, the biggest concern is the seeds. So the plant itself, yes. And also, man, that and two inches... Like, if you're just starting to mow again, and you can mow regularly, mowing at 2 inches, you're going to bag that area, right? Bag the patch of the poa, and you're gonna be able to get all that seed up. And that one bag that you've bagged, that can go, out with the trash or out with the green waste pickup. But you'll have bagged that. You won't put all those seeds back onto the lawn. That's what I would do. I would mow it about 2 inches, mow it pretty low. Bag up all the seeds and just get them out of the area.
All right.
And then come October, go ahead and set a calendar reminder on your phone, October 10th, pre-emergent front lawn for annual poa. I mean, literally, I have that in my calendar myself. So
yeah, we're going to post it on Facebook to remind everyone.
Yeah, but I have it myself for a few friends to remind them also. So no worries, Jason. I mean, it's a very common weed.
Never heard of it.
I do appreciate it.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you. Thank you. Have a great day, man. All right. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 6N. And we are, answering your call. So answering lawn questions. It's funny, common names for weeds. And so probably some longhorn, you know, called it aggie grass because it was so persistent.
Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, stuff like that. But, you know, it's a lot going on, and we love taking your calls. If you do have a question with a picture, pictures can do so much. You can always send us an email at homeshowgardenpros.com. There's an Ask Danny button, and I'll get back to that to you via email. But also we could use it as a video, and a lot of people have a lot of different weed questions, so it would help not just you but other folks. Ralph, I see you online. We're going to take a quick break, but for sure you're a guy when we get back from the break. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Get your green on at Plants for All Seasons. From perennials and annuals to ground cover and grasses, their hand-chosen plants are second only to their support. Get even greener. Plants for All Seasons gardening classes are a fun way to learn something new for everyone, from beginning or master gardeners. Plants for All Seasons, 21328 Highway 249, just north of Louetta, and online at plantsforallseasons.com.
We believe gardening should be fun. The Home Show Garden Pros are here for you with advice and everything you need to be a better gardener.
Year-round, organic lawn solutions safe for your pets and family. Monterey Lawn and Garden. For a beautiful organic lawn, use Monterey Lawn and Garden products.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 713-572-4610.
Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Answering your gardening questions. Got a lot of lawn questions in. 713-572-4610. Weed questions. Lawn weeds. Come on now, folks. Get serious. Mm-hmm. So I'm here, Anita Nelson, celebrating the show's birthday. So I really didn't explore, but this is the last chance to enter. We are live here at Nelson's, and you can get up here. You can enter to win $1,000, and we'll kind of read who our winner is next on the show next week. But we're here live today, and we have a lot going on today. Hopefully the weather holds off, because we got a class on really exploring KD soils and how to make them better. And so that's what we're going to be talking about. That's a little bit later on today at 10 o'clock, and that'll be a lot of fun. So we also are giving away a Danny Day, which is a consultation. I can come to your place, help you out. And we're giving away that cash thing, and we're giving away free tote bags. So every single one of our Garden Pro Co-op locations has tote bags to give away. They got some freebies in them. They got coupons in them. It's your last chance to get them today. So get out there and, you know, brave the weather for $1,000. You know, not a bad deal. So get on that. Help celebrate our birthday. So coupons, free stuff, a lot of good stuff happening, and we're having fun.
We're having a lot of fun. Gardening is always fun for me.
Gardening always is fun. Well, you know, we mentioned some weeds, and you know, people have a lot of hard time with weeds in their lawn, especially in the spring, because some of those weeds kick up before the grass really kicks in. And
there's a reason for that. Mother Nature abhors the vacuum. She wants to make sure there's green covering everywhere, and she's going to put it there until the grass comes along. But grass is more aggressive. It'll crowd out those weeds eventually.
Yeah, once it warms up. And mm-hmm. So, you know, you can always do a couple different things. One of my favorite things to do is just start mowing. Start low. Let gradually come up as the season goes on. Bag maybe, if you're really dealing with some noxious weeds, bag those weeds. Mm-hmm. Get those weed seeds out of your lawn. Really great things to do. So 713-572-4610, taking your calls, talking to you about gardening, answering your questions. And Ralph, you are on Home Show Garden Pros. What's your question for Anita?
Yes, about my fruit trees. Some of them seem to be behind. Let's say the figs and my blueberries are just getting there. But everything in the creek is really blooming out and everything. But the fruit trees, when did they get? My pears haven't even put on no blooms yet.
Ralph, what part of town are you in? I've never asked you that before.
Oh, Northwest Houston.
Yeah. So chill hours wouldn't be an issue, but really we had a very, very mild winter.
And then that cold spell that came in 2 weeks ago drove the temperatures way down.
But, it, you know, maybe added like 50 chill hours. Not very many chill hours at all.
Yeah, but I think it delayed the warming up of the soils.
Sure. So, you know, there's a lot of things going on. Blueberries are usually pretty tough as far as handling chill hours, stuff like that. But, you know, if you're not seeing berries and flowers on already, you're probably not going to see them And so, you know, you want to encourage growth. You want to kind of push forward with growth. So, you know, fertilize with MicroLife. Really get in there to make sure that the space is healthy, at least, and, you know, kind of build towards next year's blooms. Now, missing out on a season of fruit is not that big of a deal because you get a season of root growth. And so it's something to take advantage of. And if you, again, you know, I don't know what kind of pear you got, but some pears need a lot of chill hours, and we had a very low chill hour winter. Very, very low all over the place. So, you know, up where you are, it probably got 350, something like that, but the average would be 550, and, you know, most of the trees we got are geared towards that chill hour mark.
All right. The mayhaw's done real good, and I got too many mayhaws, and my main gal that did make the fruit, the jelly, she's gone still. My girlfriend's helping me. So that's
okay.
Good.
Right. Well, you guys got to make some mayhaw wine. You ever had mayhaw wine?
No, I need a suggestion, yes.
Well, it's really easy to do. It's really easy to do. So just, you know, maybe look up that, how to do that. Basically, you got to make it into a juice, and then you just let it ferment for a while with some yeast. So pretty easy stuff to do. Well, Ralph, I'm glad those are doing good. It's fun you're growing mayhaw. Not everybody does.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Liz. Have a good day.
You too, Ralph. Thanks a lot. Cool thing about mayhaw is they only grow traditionally along the Neches River kind of basin. That's the only place they grow in the world. But they were very sweet, really kind of like bright and sweet fruit, but gelatinous-y, you know?
Yes. So, what family do they belong to?
You know, I'm not really sure about that. Uh-huh. Maybe we'll get someone to call and let us know. It's a deciduous tree, but really, really like fun fruit to eat. But most of the time you make stuff with it. You don't eat them like you would berries or something like that. Okay, well, we're Home Show Garden Pros, Sports Radio 610, 713-572-4610. We'd love to help you answer your question, help you up your gardening game. We're going to take a break, and we got a special treat because we're going to hear and talk to Diane at the end of this break. So we'll see if we can get her up and going. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Dreaming of a vibrant, bountiful spring? Prepare now with MicroLife Fertilizers. Fortify your soil and garden with Humates Plus 004 concentrated compost in a bag. Want exceptional results? Add MicroLife Multipurpose 624. Got problem areas? Treat them now with MicroLife Super Seaweed, the perfect liquid nutritional boost. MicroLife Fertilizers provide billions of beneficial microbes and over 100 minerals plants crave all year long. MicroLife, making life better. Visit MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
A good customer recently complained that while her tomato plants had lots of blooms, they were not setting fruit. Hi friends, Bob Patterson of Southwest Fertilizer. I explained how it was probably a pollination problem and showed her a couple of ways of self-pollinating the plant. A couple of weeks later, she had tomatoes that were setting. At Southwest Fertilizer, we're devoted to providing service, quality, and selection for solving your lawn and garden challenges. Come see us. You'll find seeds, plants, tools, soils, and solutions to make your garden grow. Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick. Visit us online at southwestfertilizer.com.
The Home Show Garden Pros Birthday Tour is live at Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy. Keep listening for details on how to win $1,000 in Garden Pros Birthday Cash.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros. This is Diane at Warren Southern Garden, where everything's coming up roses. Today, we're really excited. Come on out where you can learn from the pros the secrets to growing beautiful, healthy Texas tough roses. Get advice from the Warren's team on choosing, planting, and caring for your favorite roses. We're going to have some demos and timely advice, informative handouts, and some special savings on our wide selection of stunning and hardy rose stock. Stop and smell the fragrant roses, too, while you're shopping for your own out of our selection of hybrid teas, climbing roses, floribundas, landscape roses, earth kind, patio trees, and more. So we've had some kind of funky weather lately. I know some of you gardeners out there may have some issues with either your grass or some of your plants. Bring your plant sample in, and our experts here at Warren's will help you figure out what's going on and help you be successful. So if you live in the Kingwood area, come on by Warren Southern Gardens. We're located at 1675 North Park Drive, or check us out on the web at warrensoutherngardens.com. And you can also visit us at Pinterest, Facebook, and Instagram. Now let's get back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Thanks, Diane. Great job, as usual. Yeah, up there in Kingwood, always having a fun time. And yeah, roses are looking great right now. Do you got any roses at your house?
No, I have a no thorn rule.
Oh, no.
I'm clumsy, and I get myself scratched up so much I had to stop growing bougainvilleas and roses. I just said, I can't do this to myself anymore.
I think that's wise. And bougainvilleas, those have they're just thorns. They're like claws of doom.
I do have some blackberries, I bought the thornless kind, but they're not as vigorous.
They don't make quite as good berries.
So I have the blackberries, and they are thorny, and I always forget to put my gloves on, and that's one of the reasons why I gave up growing roses.
But you know,
love them though.
I think that's that's a strategy, you know, and
yes,
I love that. It's like, you know, how do I get the most out of enjoying it? And for you, not bleeding is one thing that helps you enjoy gardening more.
Yes.
You know, some people maybe, you know, the pain is half of the battle for them. And so
they're wise and wear gloves, and I forget all the time.
Those rose gauntlets are pretty cool.
Yeah, they are pretty cool.
Like literally like leather knight's armor sort of things.
But nice. My kids will tell you, they can see me and after I'd been in the garden, and I'm all scratched up, and so I had to stop.
Right, right. Uh-huh. That makes sense. I love the smell of roses. I'm a big fan of roses, so I love the I fit them into my gardening motif, my gardening mentality, because they provide smell.
And I love all the Texas roses that we have.
Yeah, the earth.
Kind of the ones that they went and found in old abandoned gravesites
and old
homesteads that are tough as nails.
They were just sticking it out.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody
like
even caring about
Katie Road Pink is one of the ones that they found around here, and they just named it Katie Road Pink because it was growing by a Katie Road. And it's a beautiful pink rose.
What color? Oh, pink.
It's pink, yeah. And they use it a lot in landscaping.
That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. See, it's stories like that like, you know, a plant's going to make it. You know, that's so great. Well, this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. On the back of the hour, we're going to explore this rain some more that we got some coming, the wetness we've had, and building a bed, prepping your beds, changing your beds to be able to handle the rain a little bit better. So we'd love to hear your questions, what's on your mind, 713-572-4610 as Home Show Garden Pros continues.
Your chance to win $1,000 of Garden Pro's birthday cash is running out. Enter before 4 p.m. this Wednesday
at any Garden Pro co-op location.
Enter at all six to boost your chances of winning.
No purchase necessary.
But you gotta enter and get your Home Show Garden Pro tote bag filled with freebies while they last. Visit homeshowgardenpros.com. Find the participating garden center near you.
Birthday cash.
Enter to win a grand and fix up your land with homeshowgardenpros.com. More of Home Show Radio is coming up.